You're listening to Drake in the Morning
with Danny, Wes, and Sid
on 98.1 The Max.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
That dumbass.
Stupid f***ing idiot.
Dumbass.
What a dumb thing to do.
You dumbass.
You're as dumb as you are stupid.
You dumbass.
Sounds stupid.
Dumber than advertised.
Dumbass.
Come on, dumbass.
That's completely idiotic.
What an idiot.
Stupid.
That's just really stupid.
You dumbass.
Dumbass.
You dumbass.
I'm a dumbass.
Hey, let this dumbass through.
Moron. 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 Moron.
Good day. A very nice morning. It's sunny out today. High about 50. It is cooled off considerably. The rain is gone at least till tomorrow. So a chilly day and more of the same tomorrow. The weekend should be heating up a bit. And then next week, it's in mid-70s the majority of the week, at least so far. That could change. It might snow. Who knows? Every day is something completely and utterly different. We have limited resources today. Sorry about the streaming and things like that, but we are going to work around that and carry on. A couple of dumbasses I have been able to access, and these are all just, you know, worth the entire thing. Vero Beach, Florida. Florida, Florida, Florida. They should probably just put everybody in that state in jail because they're all going there anyway at some point. Police locked up 45-year-old Eric Lamont Smith. They caught him in a stairwell asleep, passed out cold. It wasn't so much that got him locked up, but what he had in his mouth. When police woke him up, he turned around and something fell out of his mouth. It was a big bag of cocaine. Eric, in his infinite wisdom, told police the cocaine didn't belong to him, and he had no idea how it got in his mouth. Nice handling of that situation there, homie. And in Lee County, Florida, twin brothers Matthew and Michael Summerall apparently enjoyed doing everything together. The 22-year-old twins lived together. They fought together, and they were locked up on battery charges together. After arguing for several days, a dispute escalated, and they attacked each other using a grass cutter, a rake, a fishing rod, and a tree branch. After being released from jail, they finally realized that they had made a mistake, and they apologized, and this fight all began over the fact that Michael and his girlfriend planned to move out of the home they shared together. So these twins were very close, and they fought because one of them wanted out to have a life.
You'll never leave me.
And the other guy couldn't take it. So there you go. Coming up, we'll talk to Andrew Douglas from Channel 5. He has some updates on the Election Commission messes of yesterday that were just absurd. And a bit of a surprise that the city council and the mayor yesterday had to discuss some relatively unpleasant things that evolve around money and things that have gone untended for a long time around here. The biggest one that was uncovered is that they got to spend $60 million over the next 3 years to replace the radio systems used by police, fire, and public works. Why has that not been common knowledge until now? That's the giant question. That was the biggest, it says here in the paper, of several surprises that the mayor found as he began to assemble his capital improvements budget. He also found out that the city will be, over the next 5 years, having to spend $30 million to match a federal grant for the Foot Homes area, $25 million for Matta, which has fallen apart, $15 million for the forum improvements, and millions more for police dash and body cams. So though that puts the city over budget for the next 4 or 5 years, and the strain on this is well quite obvious. And so now they got to figure out how to pay for all of this, and what are the answers?
Taxes.
That's it.
Limited choices. And that's going to be a discussion that you'll be hearing around here for a long time. The new fiscal year starts on July 1st, and he'll need the council to approve $10 million in capital improvement dollars for that next fiscal year. These numbers are estimates ahead of the city bidding out the projects. Mercy, mercy, mercy.
You just wonder if the police officers were out there when the body cameras discussion started last year. Body cameras? We can't even get radios that work.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But why didn't we hear anything about that during the campaign?
It's politics as usual. It isn't Jim's fault. He didn't create the mess. He just walked into it. Whose fault it is, just is anybody's guess, or maybe it's obvious. But these things that just go, they just get pushed aside. Let somebody else deal with it when it gets down to crisis point. That's how government runs these days. Ignore it until it becomes unignorable, and then panic and try to find the money to fix it. So that one is, that's quite the story. Nationally, as you know, it was super amazing, fun Tuesday, which is, thank God, over with. And
what did we learn?
Nothing.
Exactly.
Diddly damn. We learned that Hillary and Trump are the, they're at the forefront of this whole thing. That could change. There is still Ohio. There's still Florida, Illinois, California. But last night, though, this was all pretty cut and dried, and it was pretty obvious early where this whole thing was going. In the South, Ms. Clinton went through everybody. Trump did, too, which was a surprise to many people. They thought that Ted Cruz and his evangelical proclamations, be they true or false, would have helped him in the South. It did not. He won Texas, his home state, and Oklahoma. That's it. Bernie Sanders won Vermont, Oklahoma, and Colorado. And then Trump and Hillary won everything else. So this one is, there's more to come. The next 2 weeks there are primaries and or something to be watched. And we'll see now if people are going to panic and get out like Bernie Sanders and or, who else is left? Kasich. There's no one left to leave, and not Bernie Sanders, but Ben Carson. So does Ben stay or does Ben go?
Ben needs to go. He's gone already.
He ought to just walk away. He's not going to be anybody's VP candidate, is he? Or any?
I doubt it.
So anyway, we will have to just sit back and observe like everybody else and see where this goes. This is our friend Andrew, I think, on the phone. We're going to do a break and come back and see if the phones work. That'll be fun. And we'll do that in a moment. You see the yards around town kind of greening up. That is not really grass. That's weeds, y'all. And Jameson Pest and Lawn can come to your house. They've been to my house twice already. And put down this pre-emergent that gets rid of these weeds now. Now is the time to get the weeds killed and to move along, because they're going to really cause you problems if you don't get rid of them now. Pat O'Brien, his great staff, have been at my house for years now, and they show up on time. They're competent, professional, and they will take care of your yard to begin with now. Then we'll go on to mosquitoes and all that stuff later on. But right now, they've got all the answers for getting rid of the weeds. Let them do it. It is affordable. It is reasonable. And they are the best at this in the city. Bare spots, they can take care of that too. Let them give you some ideas about why your yard is all jacked up, and they will help you get it pretty and green for the spring and summer. Right now, call them, 452-1505. Make an appointment, or it's jamesonpest.com for further information. We'll do a break and be back and talk to Channel 5's Andrew Douglas in just a few minutes.
Listening to Drake in the Morning
with Danny, Wes, and Fitz
on 98.1 The Max.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do.
Happy Wednesday. It's March 2nd, 11 days away from the time change, which will be very nice to have an extra hour of sunlight. And then it'll be Good Friday on the 25th, Easter early this year, the 27th. Everything is kind of early this year, it seems like.
I saw a billboard coming in today that said
what?
Good Friday.
And it's just a few weeks away.
It was like, okay, thanks for letting me know.
Yeah, it is on the way. Our good friend Andrew Douglas from Channel 5, the NBC affiliate in this city, is probably at the alert desk as we speak, beginning or waiting to alert us to something. Is anything on the horizon to alert us to, sir? Good morning.
Good morning, Drake, Danny, Wes, and Sid. Actually, there is. There was a 7.9 earthquake off of Sumatra Island in Indonesia 6 minutes ago.
Great.
So that's what we do in the Alert Center. We give you news happening now all across the world.
I got to go and buy some milk and bread.
Oh, man.
But, you know, look, for Indonesia, they always have a ton of earthquakes. This one's kind of powerful, though, a 7.9.
That's a pretty serious one.
Yeah.
And it also indicates that it has to give somewhere else.
It's true.
So maybe that'll happen here today. That'd be good. Now, that would be some breaking news, by God, right there.
We'd be on the air for hours and hours.
So I guess that last night you had to go to bed and didn't watch this Dog and Pony show that was not really that surprising to anybody on every network. This went on until the wee hours.
Yeah.
But around here, though, it is remarkable to all of us that every election, whether it be, for the president, for the mayor, the city council, whatever it might be, there are always glitches that nobody can explain or understand, and it is so consistent, it makes you wonder, what is wrong with these people?
It is a disturbing trend, Drake. We were getting emails and messages from all across Shelby County. Many people in East Memphis, Germantown, Collierville, they were all complaining about the lack of voting machines and the long lines at their precincts, and I was looking back. We saw our first emails come in around the noon hour, but a lot of them suggested that they went to the precincts kind of mid-morning to kind of beat some of the crowds. And
right.
It came out that, they were waiting 1 to 2 hours because there just weren't enough machines. Some precincts only had two or three. Well, we know now that it was record turnout all across the states on Super Tuesday, Georgia, Virginia, Tennessee also. And Robert Myers, the Shelby County Election Commission chairman, he told us that the turnout was higher than anticipated, a longer list on the Republican ballot, and it slowed the process down. But, the problem is, as you mentioned, we're seeing this as a pattern. You'll recall in October, just with the city election, city council members, mayoral election, it took forever. It took hours because of a so-called IT glitch.
Yes.
And so, and in fact, I remember I was working that evening, and, Joe Birch is giving it to the election commission saying, what is going on here, guys?
Yeah, I know.
So it is a disturbing pattern and something that I'm sure they're reviewing right now.
Well, it just seems to me to be beyond the pale that anybody in this business would not have understood that there would be a giant, giant turnout across the country yesterday and not prepare for it. It doesn't make any sense that somebody who is qualified enough to have this job doesn't know that.
Especially when you're seeing the enthusiasm gap. I mean, there's some outlets reporting it this morning that, Donald Trump is bringing people out. More people are voting, record turnouts all across, even before Super Tuesday and some of the other earlier states. So this was forecasted that it was going to be record turnouts.
Right.
And the machines just weren't there. Now, I do, from what I understand, there was, I guess, machines delivered later in the day.
Right.
But it didn't make up for the fact that there was poor planning there.
And if you have to bring in these new machines in the middle part of the day, mustn't they be programmed and set up and all that before they can be used?
You would think. I mean, one would think that there would have to be some setup involved there. I'm not sure. I don't know how those machines, what kind of setup's involved, but certainly there needs to be some planning there. But, it's one of those deals where, it's again a bad light, a bad focus on the Shelby County Election Commission.
Yes, it is, and it happens every time, and it has been this way as long as any of us in the media can remember. It happens every time. And I'm not sure if it's the guy in charge's fault or if the whole thing is just dysfunctional from the foundation and just spreads, but someone needs to get a grip on this. Who do they answer to? Do you know who their boss is?
It comes from the state. So I know that people in Shelby County, elected officials and just concerned citizens, have petitioned the state to take action to perhaps you know, either suspend or have some sort of, you know, punishment or remove some of those people. But it's one of those where state leaders ultimately make the final call. I know that obviously there's some, you know, political leanings, that sort of thing that's involved in this process.
Yeah.
So it may just be one of those things where certainly they'll look at it, but I don't think any drastic action will take place. But, you know, they can certainly look at the complaints levied and make a determination at some later point, you know.
We are chatting with Andrew Douglas from Channel 5. He is the morning anchor on the alert desk over there. He's been there for a long time doing mornings. And he joins us to discuss some of the issues of the day. The other bombshell that I saw, I guess, on y'all's site last night was the city council and the mayor's meeting of yesterday, where the disclosure of some things that nobody knew about and how much money they need, that blew everybody's mind yesterday.
Unbelievable stuff.
It's
especially
just incredible.
On Super Tuesday.
Yeah.
So you have the Super Tuesday, and then you have all this kind of news coming out from the city council. Is incredible.
Well,
was that on purpose, though?
One would think. I don't know.
It is hard to fathom that nobody knew about the police and fire and public works radios that will cost $60 million, and that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
I can't imagine where this goes from here.
Well, and so you have to upgrade the radios, and you heard the strong argument for that. Then you had the paying millions for the unused inspection center that was on Appling, $3.8 million that they had to close, that opened in 2010, and then they closed 3 years later because there was, you know, funding to stop all the inspections. But now if that money isn't paid back, Memphis could lose out in future transportation funding. And then you had the zoo issue, the zoo parking issue, where the city council decided to give control of the Greens Ward to the Memphis Zoo. So that's been a huge and heated contest back and forth. Very passionate on both sides.
Yeah, Foot Homes, that's $25 million.
Yeah.
No, that's $30 million and $25 million for Mata. There's money for the FedEx Forum.
Exactly.
There is money for these, you know, body cameras.
I mean,
it's out of control.
Right. And so you give it, you know, any other day other than Super Tuesday, I mean, that you could do the whole newscast just for the city council.
Exactly right.
It's certainly a large plate that Mayor Strickland's got to deal with here.
I just wonder if people will be calling out, you know, former mayors or former officials as to why these things were left under the table and not brought up until a new mayor was here and just dropped that in his lap. It's just, it seems unfair, but life ain't fair, but politics is insane.
Well, you're right, you know, but someone was mentioning this to me yesterday, or I think it was a couple days ago, that how much has happened since Strickland's been in office with the murder rate.
Two freaking
high crime
months.
Area.
Yeah, yeah.
But let's keep in mind, I mean, perspective here. He's been in office just 2 months.
Yeah.
I mean, he hasn't even been there 90 days yet. So,
right.
I think you got to wait, you know, maybe. And I know it's hard because no one has patience anymore. We're all ADHD. But we got to wait at least a year to figure out, what he's doing, what are the priorities, how do you see him going forward, what are the budget talks like heading into June. What are the priorities for this administration going forward? How's the city council going to work? How's the city council going to fight against this administration? Because there's always back and forth on that. You got to give it a year or so to really kind of assess how the rest of the term is going to go.
Yeah, we've already got him booked, I think, for his 100th day.
Yeah.
And we plan to light his ass up. not really.
No. But, hey, I mean, you know, it's great that, one, he comes onto your show and talks to you openly and regularly.
Yes.
And,
yes.
Two, you know, I mean, no questions off limits. So you can ask him about everything that you just mentioned.
Well, I think that he, if anything, is trying to deal with this issue of transparency. But, you know, I mean, the more open you are, the more all of these things just keep coming out and coming out and coming out. And it is, he has a lot of things to juggle here, and it really must be a challenge every day to get up and go down there and deal with this. And there's more to come, no doubt.
Well, it takes a special person, but you know, you're talking about millions of dollars that we were just going over, just kind of the checklist there. But also, you know, the violence issue and what's going on. And we've had so many homicides already this year, you know, and so he has to address, you know, the police department, the police director, the search for that, what's going to happen, how, you know, Blue Crush, how's that going to be enforced, more Sky Cop cameras. So it's, you know, there's so many different facets that he's got to work on and his administration has to work on. They definitely have their hands full.
At least we just do this for a living.
I
wouldn't have that job. I just can't imagine. Well, best to your colleagues and tell Childers and Joe and everybody over there hello for us.
Thank you
for your time very much.
I appreciate it, Drake.
And I'll see you soon, my friend.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sounds good.
Andrew Douglas from Channel 5. He's over there this morning at the alert desk alerting people to stuff that happens. That's what
he
did.
I think you made a great point with Strickland and transparency, because that's kind of what I was thinking. We always say when somebody becomes president or mayor, you sit down and you go, oh, wow, this is what's really going on.
Yeah, boy, this sucks. I made a bad call here.
I wouldn't be surprised. And this is just how Strickland is to me. And I could totally be wrong, but I feel like he may be the first mayor we've had in a long time who sits down and sees all these problems and says and comes forward with them. And the other ones in the past have maybe just kept brushing them under the rug. And Strickland, the list is horrifying.
This is in the newspaper, 1, 2, 3, 4, about 6 paragraphs makes your mouth fall open.
And he may be like, this has got to come out, or we're never going to get anywhere, or we're never going to get better.
But, you know, the downside to that is that once you tell everybody exactly what's going on, then you're on the hook to fix all this stuff. You and the council and whoever else has got to fix it. So is it better to tell everybody, man, we are screwed? Or do you keep hiding things like the previous mayors obviously have? This to me would be an overwhelming situation to have to deal with.
But isn't it better to come out with that list,
maybe,
though? And then that way, as you make any sort of progress, you tout that as well. Here's what we're doing about what I told you about last month.
Yeah.
Here's where we stand. And
it's like Andrew just said, he's not going to fix this in 2 months.
Right.
He's just uncovering some new pile of dog poop every day to add to the list.
And instead of coming out and saying, well, we can't do that. Why? Because I said so. He's coming out with all this in front of us.
Yeah. Here's
saying,
numbers.
Here's why we can't do that.
Yep.
Until I fix this, this can't happen. Maybe that's what it is.
Well, there are so many issues with the police department. You have an interim director. You've got, 400 officers were short on the streets. You got these PSTs coming in. There's a new coalition, I am told, that will be negotiating with this pension plan and all this stuff going forward. So that in itself would be enough for, like, you know, one day at the office. But you throw into it all this money for radios, $60 million. That's some really nice radios.
I would say let's look into some cameras that have radios on them.
Well, you just add to it, you know, this whole thing with MATA and Foot Homes and the zoo parking, and it goes on and on and on. And I suppose these things aren't really surprises, but people just sort of turn a blind eye to this. And thankfully, Jim's not doing that because he just can't. I mean, these things must be dealt with. And we'll talk to Shay Flynn more about this in a minute. Let's just blame Shay.
I think Shay is a lot of the problem because Shay's been involved since this all started.
The council.
We're gonna blame this on him. He won't mind. Buster's Liquors, they're probably just doing great business these days. I'm sure they are because everybody is staying about half right all the time. They're at Poplar and Highland. They have all of your needs covered. A vast wine selection and experts on staff to give you the right advice about that. The beer growler station is cool. They have all these craft beers. If you roll like that, you can sample some and take them home with you. Otherwise, 400 other beers to choose from in the cooler. All the things by Yeti. They have foods in the elite area in the deli section, like meats and cheeses and olives and pickles and whatnot that you can have for your parties on the weekend or in the evening for dinner parties or whatever you want to do. They have advice on all of these things. It is a giant store, 16,000 square feet, organized beautifully, and they will help you with whatever you want to buy or need advice on. Buster'sLiquors.com is the website. They have your spirits, Poplar and Highland. Visit with them, and you will be pleased and impressed by their fine, fine store. Other things we'll get to you here in a minute. Scott Kelly returned to Earth last night. That was pretty cool. After almost a year in space. He's back, and that's a pretty cool story.
I'd like to hear what he has to say. Is none of this circus started, did it?
What?
Did the circus start before he left?
Trump hadn't even declared yet.
I'm sure he's been getting updates. He probably didn't get a newspaper, but with all this, all these internets and all that stuff, he might have had some access to the news. So there's that. There's also a story that nobody is talking about that was in the paper yesterday, and nobody has got to it yet. My wife saw this and pointed it out to me, and the headline is 2017 Total Solar Eclipse Radiates Tourism. There's a gigantic eclipse event coming next year. And people in this area, in this part of the country, are already booking hotel rooms. They're already filling up. This is going to be a gigantic event. And nobody has even, it's about a year away. But I'll run this down to you, too, in just a bit. We'll do a break and come back. Shea Flynn will be here about 8, and we'll carry on in just a few minutes.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.